Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. This is the Entree Architect Podcast, episode 83. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Entree Architect is a movement that is slowly growing. It's a community of like-minded architects who are tired of the status quo, like you. Tired of working long hours, tired of society not recognizing the role of architects beyond that of the creators of the big shiny buildings designed by the most public of architects. Entrepreneur architects are tired of struggling to make ends meet. We're tired of working too hard and getting paid too little. Entrepreneur architects recognize that there's a problem in this profession, that there's a significant part of our education missing from our basic knowledge. We recognize that business success and profit are critical and necessary in order to make this dream of ours come true. The dream of being a successful architect where we have the best clients, design the best buildings, and get paid well for doing it. Entrepreneur architects are seeking ways to integrate their small firms with their families and building a lifestyle of success with everything we do in business, in leadership, and in our lives. Entree Architect is growing, and we are becoming an influential force in this profession. And you, the small firm architect, are a big part of what we're doing here. Today on the Entree Architect Podcast, I'm going to present an update to give you sort of the state of the union of Entree Architect. I want to tell you what's going on, how we're growing, and what's to come. So stick with me. I'll be right back. So for those of you who don't know, I launched Entree Architect back in 2012 after blogging on the topic of business and success in the profession for more than 5 years on my own personal blog. I launched this platform at entrearchitect.com to make a difference, to fill a void and provide the information we all need to find success as small firm architects. Today, I want to review everything that's going on here. I want to provide you an official update and give you some news on upcoming events. So I'm going to go through the platform step by step, explain what's out there, what's available for you as a small firm architect, and give you a little bit of background on what we're doing and how it's growing. So the Entree Architect platform, I call it the Entree Architect platform. It's made up of the podcast that you're listening to today. It's made up of the blog at entrearchitect.com, the Entree Architect Report, which is my free weekly newsletter, the new Entree Architect Facebook group. It's free and private, so you can go there and join the Facebook group, and the Entree Architect LinkedIn group. Those are the, and then obviously Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, and other social media, but that's sort of the platform. That's the main focus. The podcast, the blog, the newsletter, the Facebook group, the LinkedIn group, and my personal Twitter at Entree Architect. So that is what's out there for you to learn what we need to learn about the business of architecture, to learn about and being inspired to be successful small firm architects. The podcast that you're listening to right now, I get about 7,000 downloads per month. So there's a bunch of architects listening to my voice right now and are being inspired and learning about the how to be successful as a small firm architect. I would love for each one of you to spread the word and tell a friend. Find somebody who doesn't know what we're doing here at Entree Architect and tell them what we're doing and invite them to join us. The podcast, as you may know, is published weekly. It's sort of a dual format. I either do solo shows like I'm doing today. I've done solo shows on pretty much every topic of business success that I can think of, and will continue doing that as long as I can. I've done shows on sales. I've done shows on marketing, financial management, the importance of profit, target markets, and things like, you know, learning to live in the present, which was one that I did recently. I am inspired by things that I'm going through, and I share what my experiences are as a small firm architect, trying to integrate my firm and my family. And I've launched this virtual studio. I've closed my 2,000 square foot studio and sent my staff home to their own remote studios. And I work from my own home studio now, working virtually through the internet. So those are the kind of things that I share here weekly on the podcast. And then the other part of the podcast, I very often have interesting people that I have come on as guests, and I interview them and I talk to them about their lives and learn about where they've come from, what they're doing, and where they're going. I've had people like Norbert Lemmermeier, who's the author of The E-Myth Architect. E-Myth, Michael Gerber's original book, The E-Myth Revisited, has a series of expert books that are focused on specific professions in different industries. And Norbert Lemmermeier is the co-author of The E-Myth Architect. He was recently on. Stephen Burns of BQE Software, makers of ArchiOffice, the software, the project management and accounting software by BQE. Stephen was the creator of ArchiOffice, and he still is the lead on promoting ArchiOffice. Jess Stafford of Big Time Small Firm on the Google Plus community site, Big Time Small Firm. Check him out. He's always interesting. Steve Wintner of the Management Consulting Services. He is a speaker and a consultant who is very much on the same mission that I am, to help architects succeed and to learn what they need to learn about business and financial matters to be better architects. Rena Klein, who has been on the podcast several times, or at least, no, I think she's been on twice. But she's done lots of things for us. She's been at the Academy, the Entrepreneur Architect Academy. I could talk about that later. But Rena's been a guest there as well. Rena's been very helpful with everything that we do. Todd Redding has been on the podcast, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Charette Venture Group, which is the group that does the architecture business plan competition every year. Charlie Kletcha, as well as Nick Surface, both of AIAS, the American Institute of Architecture Students. I've had them on separately. Nick Surface is the executive director, and Charlie Kletcha is the current president of AIAS National. Larry Speck of Page, and also he's an educator, a very, very interesting man to speak to about the profession of architecture. Amy Kaler of Archimom.com. That is a great site. I think you should go check that out, Archimom.com. She writes about being a mom, an architect, and an architect, and all the things that go with that. And it's not just about moms. Dads are welcome there too. I find it very interesting and very, very informative as a small firm architect, what Amy writes. And so she was a guest as well on the podcast. Emily Grandstaff Rice, Rosa Shang, and there's been so many, many more on the podcast. Osha Wilson has been on the podcast. An exceptional lineup of interesting people I've talked to. I love what I do here on the podcast. I love what people share. I love inspiring others to share what they know. And I think we do a pretty good job on the podcast with encouraging people to do things like that. This episode, episode 83, this is episode 83. And that's 83 episodes into this podcast. So we've spoken to so many people, and I've shared my thoughts on so many topics. So it's been successful. It's a great way to reach out to the community and to share what I know and to encourage others to share what they know. You can subscribe to the podcast at Stitcher Radio at Stitcher.com on the Stitcher app, which is available on iPhone as well as Android. Or iTunes, you could. I encourage you to subscribe, not just go to the podcast or the podcast section in the at the site. You can find that. You can find all of the episodes from episode 00, my intro episode, at entrearchitect.com/podcast. But I prefer that you go to iTunes or Stitcher and subscribe there, because then you won't miss any episodes. It helps the podcast get recognized and discovered by other architects when you subscribe, because the more subscriptions, the more iTunes recognizes that we're here. And so I encourage you and I ask you to go and subscribe. And while you're there at iTunes, leave me a review. I'd love to hear what you think of what I'm doing here. The next thing is the blog itself. The blog hits about 30,000 views per month. So there's a bunch of you out there reading what I'm writing. Much like the podcast, it's weekly, and many of the similar topics that I talk about here on the podcast. I've had several guest posters as well as guest writers, which I love when guest writers come on and write at the blog, because then you get a different perspective from my perspective. I learn lots from those writers, and they share things that, you know, I don't have the expertise in. So if you want to write for the Entree Architect blog, I encourage you to submit a proposal. You can go to entrearchitect.com/writers. That's plural, writers. And there's a bunch of information and guidelines on how you could submit your article to entrearchitect.com and maybe get it published. So, and I'd love for dozens of you to do that. So if you're interested in promoting what you're doing, because I'm going to give you a link back to your blog and what you're writing about, send me a proposal. Let me see what you want to write about. If it's about architecture and success and business and life and leadership, I'm interested. So I have pretty high standards, though, so you got to be a good writer. So make sure I get several submissions a week, and most of them don't make the cut. So, but I would love for you to submit your article and see if we can share it to the community here. The Entree Architect Report, my weekly free newsletter. I have almost 5,000 subscribers, so that is very successful as well. Every week, I give you links to the blog post and the podcast episodes, so you'll never miss anything if you're a subscriber. I share as a letter from me to you. I share my personal thoughts on what's going on in my own life. Gives you the inside look of my life as an entrepreneur architect. And so I share my thoughts of what's going on in my life on that day. Much more personal than the blog. So it's different. It's not just a regurgitation of what's going on in the blog and the podcast. The people who read the report feel much more connected to me, much more. You have a direct, you can just reply to that and you have a direct link to me. And, you know, I've had several conversations back and forth with people about what I've written on the newsletter. So you can go to entrearchitect.com/newsletter and you can subscribe to that free weekly newsletter. I encourage you to do that. The Entree Architect Facebook group, which I just launched this winter. I have almost 400 members as I'm recording this. I actually may just have passed 400 members because it's really, really close. The Facebook group is very, very active. Great engagement. Very interesting comments. I try to post a question there every day, if not every other day. And I get dozens and dozens of thoughtful comments back to my questions. And so that's a great place to meet other small firm architects who are doing the same things you're doing and struggling with the same things you're struggling with. It's free and it's private, so it's a closed group on Facebook. You have to request membership, and only architects and architecture students are eligible for membership to that group. So we can talk about whatever we want, and nobody will know what we're talking about, and nobody can see our answers. So we can be very, very transparent there. It's a great group. It's been very successful. It's sort of it was inspired by the Entree Architect LinkedIn group, who has almost 14,000 members. That's 14,000 members. I started that, I think it was 2009, maybe. It was before the blog. It was one of the first things I did for Entree Architect. It has grown to be very, very large, and it is very difficult to manage. So the members of that group, I'm sure you, if you're a member, I'm sure you have seen an increase in spam. It's been very difficult to weed out the ones that are architects and the ones who are saying they are architects. But I try, and I also try to delete the things that are not relevant. So I am working on trying to keep that managed. It is worth going there and being part of that group. It's interesting because the people on LinkedIn are very often not the same people on Facebook and not the same people who are subscribed to the newsletter. So it's like it's a completely different group of architects over there. And so it's very interesting to see the conversations going on there as well. Not quite as engaged as it used to be because it has grown so big and there's been a little bit of spam going on over there. But it's definitely still worth joining up over there. It's free, and you can go to entrearchitect.com/LinkedIn. And don't worry about all these links I'm presenting here today, because I'm going to put everything on the show notes. You can just go to entrearchitect.com/episode83, and everything that I'm talking about today will be on the show notes. So that's the platform. When I talk about the platform, that's it. It's the, oh, and LinkedIn and Twitter. I'm sorry. And Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter. I'm on Twitter several times a day. I am connected to about 4,000 people who I follow and who follow me. They're around the same number. And it's a great group. It's really a great group. And it's an active conversation going on there. At any time, you can tweet something out and you get a response. And again, it's a different group, again, of people. There is some overlap on all these things with the people who are part of it, but it's interesting how many are different in different groups. So you can find me on LinkedIn at Entree Architect. And my platform, one of the ways that we raise money to keep this thing going and to keep it growing, because that's really the goal, is to keep this thing growing and becoming an influential force in the profession. And that requires money to make it happen. This is a business. It is not a nonprofit. It is not just a hobby anymore. This is a business, and the intent is to grow it and make it as influential and as valuable to you, the small firm architect, as it possibly can. And that is why I decided to focus in on making it a business, so it can be something worth something. It could be something that is valuable to you. If it's simply a hobby or a nonprofit, there's no way it's ever going to grow to the level of value that it needs to be to become an influential force. And so one of the ways that we earn money is to have sponsorships. And we are recently launched the platform sponsorship is now available. So if you know anybody, any companies, any individuals who are interested in sponsoring the entire platform, I do not accept individual ads. You have to be a full platform sponsor to be part of our group here from a sponsorship level. So that's includes an ad on the blog. It includes mentions here on the podcast. It includes a mention in the newsletter and promotion throughout all my social media, thanking the platform sponsors for supporting Entree Architect and our mission, because that's the people that I want to partner with are people who recognize what we're doing here, support what we're doing, and want to help provide financial assistance for those things to happen. I'm not looking for just any company to throw money at us to pitch their products. I'm not interested in that. If it's not something that I find will be valuable to our community, it's not going to be promoted on Entree Architect anywhere. And so if you see it on Entree Architect, I feel it's something worth your time and your money. So if you are a sponsor who is interested in becoming a platform sponsor, or if you know somebody who might be interested in becoming a platform sponsor, email me at mark@entrearchitect.com. So it's mark@entrearchitect.com, and you can become a platform sponsor. And you can be mentioned here on the podcast, and throughout the entire platform, you will be promoted and recognized as supporting what we're doing here. Another way that we're getting the word out is speaking, public speaking. And I've been public speaking for about 3 or 4 years now, on and off. I was doing it quite a bit a couple of years ago. This past year, I intentionally backed off because my goal and my intent is to grow the platform. And the speaking is supporting the platform. I'm trying to grow the platform itself and make it better and improve it and relaunch it and do the things that I need to do to take it to the next level, to make it worthy of your time and your interest. I want it to eventually be at the level of an Architizer or a Arc Daily or even the TED website. Those types of websites, that level of website is where I'm going with this. And so that's why I'm focused on building that platform now, and I've backed off on speaking. But I have spoken at the AIA convention several times, the American Institute of Architecture Students Forum I've spoken at, regional conventions. I've spoken at the Texas Society of Architects convention. And I have two upcoming events that I am speaking at. That these are two important events that I wanted to be part of. The first one is the 2015 AIA National Entrepreneur Summit. This is something that was originally planned to be a session at the AIA convention this past year in Atlanta, and was originally being planned for that, and then at the last minute was changed because it needed to have its own event. And so they hustled after the convention to organize it, and it is just recently announced, actually today as I'm recording this, has been officially announced. Relatively short notice, July 21st and 22nd is the event. It's in Denver. The registration is free, but it is limited to only 65 people. And so this is going to be a fabulous event. So if you, and I just got word from AIA that it is filling up fast. They have almost 50 people already as I'm recording this. And so by the time you hear this, this may already be booked up. But I want you to, if you're interested, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be a panelist as a panelist in this event. So it's going to be great. Art Gensler of Gensler, who has just written a book, is the opening keynote. I can't wait to hear Art's story. And then many friends and members of this Entree Architect community are also participating as panelists. So they're not just attending, they're going to be up on stage participating. Stephen Chung of Cool Spaces on PBS, the TV show, is a friend of Entree Architect. Emily Grandstaff Rice of Cambridge 7, past president of the Boston Society of Architects, and the originator of Architecture Does Matter, a friend of mine, Emily Grandstaff Rice, will be at the Entree Architect, or not Entree Architect, the Entrepreneur Summit. It's an AIA event, but I am in full support of it and will be part of it. Matt Ostenick of the Charette Venture Group will be there as a panelist. Rena Klein, as I mentioned before, she's a friend of Entree Architect, will be there on a panel. Also participating is Dennis Sheldon, the Chief Technology Officer at Gary Technologies, and Trimble, who is the current owner of SketchUp. SketchUp has been sold to Trimble from Google. Dennis Sheldon is the Chief Technology Officer, will be there. Mark Kushner, the co-founder of Architizer, is going to be there on a panel. Jennifer Siegel, founder of the Office of Mobile Design, a firm dedicated to the design of responsible, sustainable, and precision-built structures, will be there. And Jonathan Siegel, this is an opportunity to hear Jonathan Siegel's story. And Jonathan Siegel, architect as developer fame, my understanding is he's going to be there as well. Some of these people, I don't know if they're confirmed, but these are people who have been invited, and I believe they're all have accepted and will be there. It's going to be broken up into sections. So there's going to be a new business models section, architecture and technology section, a global practice section, a business strategy section, architect, fabricators, and constructors, and architecture and communications. It is going to be an exceptional event, and I can't wait to be there. There is a registration page on the AIA.org site, which is difficult to find. So I made a link from Entree Architect. You can go to entrearchitect.com/EntreeSummit. Entree Summit, EntreeSummit. EntreeArchitect.com/EntreeSummit will direct you to the registration page, and you can sign up for the 2015 AIA Entrepreneur Summit. Don't tell me that we are not having an influential force on this profession. When the AIA is talking about business and success, we are making a difference here. The next event that I will be at in September is the CRAN Symposium, 2015 CRAN Symposium, Elevating the Art of Residential Design and Practice, September 19th through the 23rd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I attended last year's symposium in Charleston, South Carolina, an exceptional event. It's all residential architects. You're hanging out with your peers all the entire time. You're hanging out with people who are doing just what you're doing as a residential architect. And there's no separate tracks like some of the big conventions. Everybody's doing the same thing. So you don't have to pick and choose what you're going to attend. So Sunday, there's going to be a Homes by Architects tour. On Monday is going to be the design day. So there's a keynote by Julie Snow. And then there's a full presentation on residential design, or full day's worth of presentations all day long on residential design. Tuesday is technology, thought and best practices day. Michael Anschel and Carl Seville, a.k.a. the Green Police, are going to be there speaking about green building products and systems. They are sort of the anti-greenwashers. Jared Banks, if you're on Twitter or LinkedIn, you probably ran into Jared. He's pretty active there. He's going to be talking about BIM for residential design and practice. And me, I'm going to be speaking on Tuesday as well. I'm going to be speaking about profit. Profit, then art. You've heard me talk about that before. I'm going to be presenting on the importance of profit to get to where you want to go. And then there's a bunch of after-hour events. And then Wednesday is the wrap-up day. Peter Pfeiffer, As Green Matures into High-Performance Building. I think he's going to talk about how, you know, the quote-unquote green is maturing, and it's not no longer this trendy fad thing, but it's actually becoming high-performance building. And then my friend and your friend, Enoch Sears of Business of Architecture, will be wrapping things up with how social media is leveling the playing field for small firm architects. I love that. I love that Enoch's going to be there. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. You can go to entrearchitect.com/CRAN, C-R-A-N, 2015. entrearchitect.com/CRAN, 2015. That will forward you to the CRAN site. CRAN is the Custom Residential Architects Network. It is a knowledge community of the AIA, but it is run relatively independently. It is an AIA knowledge community, but it is managed and run pretty much as its own group. It was originally its own group and then was folded into the AIA. And so it is supported by AIA, which makes it even better because they have the funding and the support of the AIA behind them. But they do it for you, the residential architects. And again, that the registration page is a little difficult to find with a single domain name. So I, again, created a forwarding link at entrearchitect.com/CRAN2015. And so that's speaking. And so I'm going to be in Denver in July and Minneapolis in September. And I hope you will be there as well. If you're going to be at either one of those events, please let me know because I would love to meet you and hang out. If I have time, I'm going to try to set up meetups at both events. It'll probably be spontaneous like it happens at the conventions at AIA Convention National. We always meet up, but it's always sort of spontaneous because nobody knows what the schedule is going to be. And so we just kind of throw it out there last minute and get the word out there and we all meet up. So if you're going to either event, let us know and we'll try to connect. And then the things that this final thing I want to talk about is really probably the most gratifying thing I do because it's really the thing that is making the most difference from Entree Architect. It is the products and services and the private membership group that I've created exclusively for small firm architects. Providing valuable tools and information to help you succeed. That's what this is about. That is what this whole venture is about. It's everything I'm doing here is to try to change the profession and influence the profession to help small firm architects become happier, to live better lives, to be more successful. And the way I'm doing that is creating these products and services that you can purchase and not only learn and grow and become better architects from a business point of view and a success point of view, but also help support Entree Architect and help us build Entree Architect into something amazing, even more amazing. And so this is where my knowledge from my years of experience as a residential small firm architect and my work and my research here at Entree Architect sort of comes together and it gives me the opportunity to put things into action and offer what I know to you. Beyond the free platform, it becomes much more valuable when I could put more time and more effort, and it becomes something that is worth purchasing. And so this is really where Entree Architect is making a difference in the profession. So the first thing that's available, and very few people know about this because it's sort of hidden on the blog and hidden on the site, but I'm available for coaching, direct one-on-one coaching with you. We talk about success in architecture, business and leadership and life. I talk about all of these things. I'm actively coaching about a dozen small firm architects on a regular basis. And so I am available for you. If you would like me to help coach you, I would invite you to do that, to reach out to me at entrearchitect.com/coach. We'll bring you to a page on the site that talks about how you can set up a time to meet with me. I do it through GoToMeeting and we can see one another and we can talk about it. Many of the people that I work with are using me as an accountability partner. So they set up goals and they discuss their progress and we talk about, you know, how they're making things happen currently and what they want to do in the future. And then they commit to a goal. And then the following month we meet again and we talk about how they did this past month. And so it gives you somebody as a small firm architect, many of you sole proprietors who don't have that other partner or other person to bounce things off of, you can use me. I'm available to do that. So entrearchitect.com/coach, and you can find out all about that. Many of you have purchased Entree Architect Foundations, which is a package of over 50 business plans and checklists. Basically, I've taken all of my documents from Five Cat Studio that I've prepared over the years, my transmittals, my letterhead, my field notes, my checklists, everything, over 50 documents in Word format, Microsoft Word format, and you can purchase that as the Foundations package. You get the whole set ready to go, ready to customize for your own firm. All you do is unlock it, change the header on it, put your own logo and your own information on it, and you're in business. It took me 15 years to put together that package. I'm giving it to you for a small fee, that you can get it and start up right away. EntreArchitect.com/foundations will get you to a direct page where you can purchase that. Entree Architect Hybrid Proposal, which is my own personal owner-architect agreement that I developed with some friends here in Westchester County. And it's the way we do business at Five Cat Studio. You can purchase a course where I show you how to put together your own owner-architect proposal. I go through step-by-step on videos to show you exactly what I do and why I do it. It has terms and conditions and descriptions and everything you need as a small firm architect is in this package. It also comes with full Microsoft Word templates. So you can just take my documents and modify them as necessary and do whatever you want with them. EntreArchitect.com/hybrid will get you to the hybrid proposal. The next thing, recently you've heard me talking about the Get Focused course, so I'm not going to get too into that, but the Get Focused course is a course, online course, 16 videos plus a bonus video. The bonus video, I am showing you exactly what I'm doing for productivity. I get into how I use my software and apps to be productive on a daily basis, and I walk you through it step by step in the bonus video. Every other video, I talk about how I start my mornings, how I start my weeks, how I figure out which things are the most important things in my life, and focus on those, and how not to procrastinate. 16 videos, short videos, so you can watch them once a day. You can kind of go and watch a video that are like 5 to 20 minutes long, very short videos, so you don't really have to find time to do this. GetFocusedCourse.com will get you more information and a way to purchase that course. Very, very popular. Hundreds have purchased the Get Focused course. It's been very, very successful. People are loving what I'm offering there. If you want to figure out how to get things done, how to reduce your stress, how to become more productive, GetFocusedCourse.com. is a great place to start. And then the most important thing of all of the things we offer at Entree Architect is the Entree Architect Academy. It is a private membership site where you can join. And we have about 50 members there now. And every week we have a live video conference on GoToMeeting. So we all come together and we talk about a very specific topic of business, and members share openly. It's a closed group, totally private. The video conferences are recorded, but are only available to members. And so there's a video archive with over 50 video recordings of these live video conferences. And we talk about everything. We've talked about marketing and sales and networking and how to find clients and insurance and everything you would possibly need to know about architecture and running a small architecture firm. We've talked about it. I've shared everything I know. The members openly share what they know. It is a great opportunity to be transparent and do what I talk about all the time. Share what you know. I talk about it on every episode of the podcast. I talk about it constantly. This is a place where you can share what you know with others and to learn what others are sharing and be in a very private, secure place where nobody else is going to hear or see what we say. So that's the Entree Architect Academy. That's just a part of it. There's also a private member forum where all the members can go and have conversations in private as well in between the video conferences. So the conversations that are starting at the live video conference continue on into the private member forum. We have social media support where we're trying to help one another grow our social media platforms. Like I said, the video conference archive, so everything that we record is available for every member. Even new members get to see all of the recorded sessions from previous sessions. You have full access to all of the current digital products that I just talked about, the foundations, the hybrid proposal, the Get Focused course, all no additional charge, essentially free when you become a member of Entree Architect Academy. And a promise that you get every other course that we create through Entree Architect as a part of your membership as well. So everything else that comes out from now until as long as you are a member, as long as you're a member, you get it for free as a member. And coming soon, our masterclass training sessions, where I'm going to have sit down video recordings of somebody who, as an expert, knows exactly what they're talking about, knows how to teach it, and we're going to create masterclasses that will also be coming as membership in the Academy. So if you're interested in learning more or want to join the Academy, this is the most important thing I do. It is the most successful thing for members. You also have access to me through the Entree Architect Academy. So if you take all of those things that I talked about in the beginning and what those things cost and apply that to your membership, the membership is very, very reasonable. And the people in it keep renewing their membership over and over again. Very, very few people have discontinued their membership. Of the 50 that are currently members, I'd say, you know, maybe 5 or 6 people from the beginning, we've been over a year now, have continued their membership. So tremendous success. And I invite you to join me and the other members at Entree Architect Academy. At entrearchitect.com/academy will get you more information and a place to register. So that is what's going on here at Entrepreneur Architect. I hope you're still with me. I know that this is a lot of information, but I wanted to share everything that we're doing. You know, I know a lot of you already know all this stuff because I know many of you follow everything I do. But I wanted to make sure that the few people who are listening to this on the podcast who may not know about all the things that we're doing, all the things that we're doing beyond the podcast, all the things that they could purchase and become, you know, members in our academy. They can buy these products and services, and you know, they can go to these events. I wanted everybody to know what's going on and give you an update on the Entree Architect platform and the future of Entree Architect is coming. We are planning a full reevaluation of everything we're doing and a relaunch, because I mentioned before that I'm taking this thing to pretty big heights here, and that's not going to happen all by myself, and it's not going to happen by staying where we are and what we're doing. So it is going to the next level relatively soon. We're in the process of planning what we're going to do and how it's going to be launched. Everything that I'm talking about here will remain. It may evolve and become better. But watch what we're going to do and stay tuned, because things are going to get very interesting and you are going to like what we're offering. The services are going to improve. They're going to expand the things that you are asking for, because I get requests for services and products. Those things are going to be developed and offered to you. Anything that we can do here at Entree Architect to help you become more successful, for you to have less stress and to have a better life as a small firm architect, that's what we're here for. That's what we're doing. That is my mission. My mission is to make you a happy architect. I know that sounds so corny, but that is my life. That is what I want to do. That is what Entree Architect is about. And so I invite you to share what we're doing here. Go find a friend and tell them what we're doing. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are and what I talked about today. You can go to entrearchitect.com/episode83 and leave me a comment. I'd love for a review on iTunes at entrearchitect.com/iTunes. So that's it. No quote of the week today because I forgot to look for one. But go to entrearchitect.com/episode83 and leave me a comment right now. Let me know what you think. All of the links that I talked about today will be at entrearchitect.com/episode83. And if you can't even remember that, just go to the blog, go to the search on the top and type in 83 and you'll get there. So I thank you for your time. I thank you for your ears. Thank you for listening. My name is Mark Arlapage and I am an entrepreneur architect. And I thank you for being here. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.